What a day of joy this is to every saint. And it adds to our joy today because of all the folks that have come. I trust that everyone here today receives a blessing from the Lord. And I hope that everyone here also can experience that resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus was such a great day of joy. But in the days prior to the resurrection, Jesus broke the news to His disciples about what was getting ready to happen. I'd like to read in Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17 and 22, "And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill Him, and the third day He shall be raised again." Disciples, my friends, I have some good news and some bad news. The bad news is the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of men, and I will be killed. But there is some good news too. I will be raised again. I think of the scripture that says, "Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning." Well, it says that His disciples were exceeding sorry. Somehow the bad news registered with them. And had I been there, I believe I would have been very sorrowful too. It was a hard time. There are times in life that we face night. There are sorrows that it seems like are going to overwhelm us. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. In John chapter 16. John 16 and 16, "A little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then said some of His disciples among themselves, "What is this that He saith unto us, A little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, and because I go to my Father?" They said therefore, "What is this that He saith, A little while? We cannot tell what He saith." Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask Him, and said unto them, "Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament. But the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful. But notice this, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy." Amen. There are going to be sorrows in this life that we all have to face. But I'm thankful that those sorrows can turn into joy. "A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for the joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. For your joy no man taketh from you." Oh, what a blessing when the joy comes in the morning. Have you ever wondered why Jesus allowed Lazarus to die? "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died." Oh, they were in sorrow. A time of night, a time of weeping. I believe Jesus did that because He wanted them to see the power of the resurrection. They could witness something, and then later when He told them, "The Son of Man will be raised again," there was something they could relate to. Why remember Lazarus? Why he was stinking, he was wrapped up, he was in the grave, we were weeping for him. Our hearts were full of sorrow. But joy came in the morning. The Lord wanted them to understand that concept. The Son of Man being in the earth for 3 days, or on the third day that he would rise again. Weeping may endure for a night. Job said that man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble.
Yes.
We're going to have troubles in this life. Our bodies are going to give us problems. People will give us problems. Sometimes we're going to feel discouraged. Man that is born of a woman, it's common to all mankind. You may feel like nobody knows what I've been through. There is somebody that does. And there is no temptation taking you but what's common to man. It's a common condition. But I want to encourage you today that joy can come in the morning.
Amen.
It is common to man to have trouble. And I think of Joseph, the trouble that he had in his life. Let's turn to Genesis, the 37th chapter. Joseph went from being the favorite son to being a slave. Genesis 37 and 3, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more." If God was dealing with Joseph in this way, I would think that Joseph was a good boy. And it wasn't his fault that he was born last, that somehow he turned out to be his father's favorite. But he sure got in trouble, didn't he? It wasn't his fault that God gave him a dream, but oh, the troubles that he faced in life. There are things that we will face in life, troubles that are not our fault. Are we going to get under that? Are we going to let it get us down? Or can we realize that joy can come in the morning? So, it was with Jesus. He was despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Jesus was acquainted with sorrows. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus was acquainted with sorrows also. He knew what it was like to have weeping endure for the night. And he knew what it was like for joy to come in the morning. So Joseph's brothers hated him, and they plotted to kill him. They put him in a pit, and they sold him into slavery. Joseph ended up in Potiphar's house, chapter 39 and verse 2.
Yes.
"And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian." Potiphar's wife falsely accused Joseph. That's not fair. An innocent man. Has anything like that happened to you in life? Listen, if we're waiting for life to be fair, to enjoy life, we're going to wait all the way to the end. Life isn't fair. People are going to do us wrong. We're going to have trouble in life. Weeping may endure for the night. So, Joseph ended up in prison. But let's move on to chapter 41 and verse 38. Joseph's promotion by Pharaoh. Genesis 41 and 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Forasmuch as God hath shewed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Joy came in the morning. It must have been tough in prison. Tough in the pit, realizing your brothers did that to you. Separated from family, from father. But joy came in the morning for Joseph. Second to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, a symbol of authority, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck, and made him ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, Bow the knee! And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Bow the knee! It's Joseph! Can you imagine the sorrow turning to joy? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee no man shall lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. So Joseph's brothers came to Egypt during the famine, and Joseph knew who they were, but they didn't recognize him. And he spoke roughly to them. He wanted to try them. He wanted to know what's in your hearts. And Joseph knew Hebrew, but he also knew the language of the Egyptians. And he chose to speak in the language of the Egyptians and let an interpreter speak to them. And Joseph heard the anguish of his brothers. In chapter 42, starting at verse 21, And they said one to another, We are verily guilty concerning our brother.
Yes.
Now keep in mind, Joseph was understanding the Hebrew. He understood everything they were saying. Yes. And he was wanting to try their hearts.
Yes.
We are verily guilty concerning our brother. In that we saw the anguish of his soul. We saw the weeping he was doing during the night. And he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, Spake I not unto you, saying, Do not sin against the child, and you would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter. And when he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them and communed with them, and took from them Simeon and bound him before their eyes. Joseph wanted to try their hearts. The anguish that his brothers experienced was too much for Joseph. Chapter 45, starting at verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, Cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. Now I'm a man, and I don't like people to see me cry. But he couldn't hold it back. He said, every man, make him go out. But in the other room, they could hear him crying. It touched his heart that his brethren had humbled down and acknowledged we sinned against our brother. We did wrong putting him in that weeping of the night. But I tell you, joy came in the morning.
Yes.
He wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Now they may have thought he died. They don't know what became of him. But he said, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. I think they had good reason to be troubled. This man was second in Egypt. By my authority, no man will lift a foot or a hand in all the land. This was a man in high authority in the land. All he would have had to say is, executioner, come. Build the highest gallows in the land. You see, my brothers here, I want a separate one for each one. And he could have walked by their bodies and had revenge. You know, people say revenge is sweet. I don't believe it. I believe it's bitter. There wouldn't have been joy in the morning for Joseph. There wouldn't have been joy in the morning for his brethren had Joseph taken revenge. And I want to tell you, if you want the joy of the resurrection morning, there are some things in your life that have got to be right. There's some forgiveness that has to take place. There's some settling up that has to take place in your life for there to be joy in the morning. Joseph could have done it. He could have enjoyed their torment. He could have turned the tide. He could have said, now's your night of weeping. But he chose instead for joy to come in the morning. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. Oh, the joy. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Thank the Lord. And thou shalt dwell, verse 10, in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, and thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. This was spoken with authority. Amen. Oh, the joy that came in the morning. What would it have been had he been unwilling to forgive? That joyful reunion, that happy time, the time that people's lives were saved from famine. Oh, the joy that came. What joy will come for each one of us here today? If we're willing to make the right choices in life, if we're willing to forgive our brethren, if we're willing to humble ourselves at an altar of prayer, if we're willing to lay the past behind us and let the past be the past and move on. Oh, the joy that can await each one of us. But we're going to have to make some choices. We're going to have to choose love over hatred. We're going to have to choose forgiveness over unforgiveness. We're going to have to choose holiness over sin if we expect the morning to be joyful for us. In Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Hope deferred. Lord, how long am I going to have to put up with this? How long until I can have a marriage companion? How long until this sickness is over? How long is the weeping going to endure? It may endure for a night. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. The Lord may have a reason to defer hope. Let's turn to James chapter 1. James 1 and verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Perhaps the Lord is allowing the weeping to continue to endure because patience is having her perfect work in our life. Because it is drawing us closer to the Lord, and He's trying our hearts, just like Joseph tried the hearts of his brethren. How long, Lord, do I have to wait? Only a night. Joy is coming in the morning. The song says, light after darkness, gain after loss, strength after weakness, crown after cross, sweet after bitter, hope after fears, home after wandering, praise after tears, sheaves after sowing, sun after rain, sight after mystery, peace after pain, joy after sorrow, calm after blast, rest after weariness, sweet rest at last. Now comes the weeping, then the glad reaping. Now comes the labor hard, then the reward. Joy is coming in the morning. I'd like to read from Luke chapter 18 and verse 7. Shall not God avenge His own elect, which cry day and night unto Him, though He bear long with them? I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. How long do I have to suffer, Lord? It may last for the night. The joy is coming in the morning. Let us therefore run the race with patience that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. Jesus experienced this weeping that endures for a night, but He looked forward to the joy that was coming in the morning. And for that joy, He was willing to endure the cross. I'd like to share my favorite resurrection passage with you. John chapter 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid Him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet he went not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary loved Jesus. She was in this time of weeping that endures for the night. Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. Yeah. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. And seeth two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Do you know something about the anguish that people feel when a loved one has died and the body cannot be located? Just find him out there somewhere, even if it was a violent crime, so we can at least have some closure and be able to have a burial. Please keep looking for him. The torment of not being able to find the body for the final goodbye. That's what she was feeling in her weeping. So the angels comforted her. And when she had thus said, she turned... I'm sorry, it was Jesus himself. When she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Isn't it something in the darkness of night, in the weeping, Jesus sees the tears. And he's right there to comfort. She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. She loved him. Just tell me where he is. I'll take care of him. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. He spoke her name. Jesus says, My sheep hear my voice. There was something when he spoke her name that she recognized, This is Jesus. This is my Lord that I've been weeping for. This is him. She recognized him at that point. Oh, the joy that came that morning to that lady. The weeping that endured for the night is forgotten by the greatness of the joy. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And I imagine she was ready to fall at his feet. What would you give for 5 minutes of time with someone that you love that's already gone? Just to say, I love you one more time. Wouldn't you love to have that opportunity? Here it was for her. And she says, Master. She's ready to worship him. Oh, the joy that she had. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Notice how Jesus put it. I ascend to my Father and your Father. He personalized it to her. Yes, I'm leaving you. But Mary, I want you to know he's your Father too. And I have a message for you. Go tell this to the sorrowing brethren. There is joy this morning because I ascend to the Father. Oh, what a beautiful morning that was. I imagine her tears turned to tears of joy. I imagine there was some shouting going on at that time. Oh, what a blessing when the weeping of night turns to joy. I appreciate that morning so much. Every one of us can experience the joy of the resurrection. But first, we have to experience the resurrection in this life. John chapter 5 and verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. and they that hear shall live. This is the first resurrection. The spiritually dead, those who are dead in sin, can hear the voice of the Son of God and live. If we expect to have joy on the resurrection day, we had better experience this first resurrection and give up that old life of sin like we heard about in Sunday school this morning and experience that first resurrection. And then when that second resurrection comes, verse 28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear His voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. Oh, the joy of that morning. But notice this, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I am sorry that there are so many people today expecting to experience a second resurrection, but the first resurrection has not taken place in their lives. They're still living in sin. And the resurrection that they experience in that last great day will be the resurrection of damnation. It doesn't have to be that way. What a good day this would be to experience the first resurrection, to give up that old life of sin. I want to ask you this morning, have you experienced that first resurrection? Can you testify, my sins are all washed away, and that's the old man that has died, and I'm living anew with Christ? I thought that Brother Phillips put it so well in the song, a resurrection, I confess, has taken place within my breast. I've been awakened from the dead, and now I live with Christ instead. And when I lay this body down to mold and crumble in the ground, my ransomed soul shall fly away to one long, bright, eternal day. Revelation chapter 20. And verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. He that has gotten saved, he that has given up the old life of sin, blessed and holy is he. That's what we need this morning. We need people to give up the old life of sin, forsake sin, quit the sin business. I still believe in an old time salvation. I still believe in holiness. And it is a blessing to the man that hath part in the first resurrection right here in this life, resurrected from that old life of sin. On such, the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. When that second resurrection comes, the resurrection to life or eternal damnation, death will have no power on the man that has experienced the first resurrection in this life. Oh, what a beautiful thing. Joy cometh in the morning. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 13. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. It's talking about the dead. I don't want you to sorrow like those that have no hope in the second resurrection. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, the joy of that morning. To ever be with the Lord in peace and in comfort and in splendor beyond our imaginations. I want to take part in that second resurrection. How is it with you today? Have you experienced the first resurrection? Or are you living in the dead state of sin? If you're still in the dead state of sin, your weeping is going to endure beyond the night. You're not going to share in the joy on that great resurrection day. But if you will take part in that resurrection here today, then on that great day, oh, the joy that there will be. What more fitting day could there be than Resurrection Day? To be able to testify right along with the saints, a resurrection, I confess, has taken place within my breast.
Yes.
How is it with you today? I want to invite you. Make today your Resurrection Day. May God bless. Amen.